I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth hopes to prevent the spread of 3D-printed firearms by blocking the online instructions to create them. Speaking on the 21st, the Democrat said new legislation should provide more permanent safeguards against 3D-printed weapons.
To have easy access to completely undetectable guns that can make it through, you know, metal detectors and the traditional ways that law enforcement prevent firearms from entering into, you know, onto airplanes and the like is really dangerous for the American public.
On Tuesday, a federal judge in Seattle issued a temporary restraining order on the publication of instructions for making the plastic firearms using a 3D printer. In other news, you can now apply for Medicaid online in Illinois. Two new laws will bring changes to the state health system. Sarah Jesmer has more.
Governor Bruce Rauner was in Rockford Thursday afternoon to sign two bills that affect Medicaid. The bills are expected to make the long-term care application process faster and cheaper.
Today, we take a major step to help streamline a bureaucracy process, make government more efficient and effective, provide higher quality care services for our seniors, while making it more effective for taxpayers.
Banks, health services, and government bodies will now operate through the same centralized Medicaid database. Senator Dave Severson of Rockford sponsored these bills.
Families will be able to get resolution within weeks instead of months.
The digitization of the Medicaid system follows a recent update to the voting system in Illinois. Rauner said these software changes symbolize modernization of Illinois on an IT level. Officials say the new software system can be used as early as this month. I'm Sarah Jesmer.
Meanwhile, Governor Rauner signed laws designed to cut back on a growing and costly backlog in determining Medicaid eligibility for nursing home residents. The legislation allows banks to share financial information with the state about clients who need institutional care. He also signed a law eliminating the need for annual Medicaid redetermination in cases where financial circumstances have not changed. The Associated Press obtained data from Comptroller Susana Mendoza showing there are 15,000 people awaiting state determination for eligibility for Medicaid. They have already moved to nursing homes who have been fronting about $300 million in costs while waiting. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A 41-year-old Cape Girardeau man is charged with first-degree murder after a fatal shooting at a fast food restaurant. KFES-TV reports Anthony LaVar Sinks was charged in the death of 45-year-old Derwin Alexander Simmons of Ohio. Detective Darren Estes says Simmons suffered several gunshot wounds Wednesday during a confrontation inside a Hardee's. Sinks was arrested shortly after that. Estes says Sinks's ex-wife had an ongoing relationship with Simmons, and the couple was planning to move to Ohio with Sinks's son. Estes says Sinks told him he shot Simmons as they argued because he thought Simmons was reaching for a gun, but police found no weapon near Simmons. Neither Sinks nor Simmons is associated with the Hardee's restaurant. No one else was injured in that incident. The SIU men's basketball team will share a unique experience next week as it travels to Cuba. It'll be the first international trip for most of the players and coaches, including head coach Barry Hinson, who enters his 37th season on the bench this year. Hinson says it should be a great time for the team to bond.
It's going to be a time for us to grow. It's going to be a time for us to get to learn about each other, more so than just basketball. And, you know, we all, as young kids, we went to camp. We went to camp. I went to church camp. I went to Boy Scout camp. And to me, this is a lot like going to camp.
In addition to three games against the Cuban national team, the Salukis will also visit the U.S. Embassy and host a youth basketball clinic. I'm Jennifer Fuller.